The first scripture reading is taken from the book of Isaiah, chapter 64, verses 1 through 9. Oh, that you would tear open the heavens and come down, so that the mountains would quake at your presence, as when fire kindles brushwood and the fire causes water to boil, to make your name known to your adversaries, so that the nations might tremble at your presence. When you did awesome deeds that we did not expect, you came down. The mountains quaked at your presence. From ages past, no one has heard, no ear has perceived, no eye has seen any God besides you, who works for those who wait for him. You meet those who gladly do right, those who remember you in your ways. But you were angry, and we sinned. Because you hid yourself, we transgressed. We have all become like one who is unclean, and all our righteous deeds are like a filthy cloth. We all fade like a leaf, and our iniquities, like the wind, take us away. There is no one who calls on your name or attempts to take hold of you, for you have hidden your face from us and have delivered us into the hand of our iniquity. Yet, O Lord, you are our Father. We are the clay, and you are our potter. We are all the work of your hand. Do not be exceedingly angry, O Lord, and do not remember iniquity forever. Now consider, we are all your people. Holy wisdom, holy word.
You may go ahead and be seated. I'd like to invite the children to come forward. And I'm going to be doing children's time and my sermon together. So why don't you guys all have a seat on the floor? Yeah, and if it feels like it's too long to sit up here, you can go back and sit down, or you can sit in one of the front pews there so that you can still see, but you don't have to sit. But I'm going to ask that you sit all the way down, so everybody else can see too. And if any of you had a couple people at the early service say, I really wish I had moved up so I could see what you're doing. So I'm giving you permission, if you want to come forward, please come forward so you can see better. This is a visual image. You're going to not be able to touch this, okay, bud? You're going to have to sit all the way down, okay? Because this isn't my pottery wheel. I borrowed it from my friend Christina. And it's brand new. She hasn't even used it yet. I got to use it for the very first time this morning at the early service. So, do you know what a potter is? And I'm not talking about Harry Potter. Do you know what a potter is? What's a potter? Alyssa? Yeah, a potter is someone who makes things out of clay. And some potters use something like this. Do you know what this is called? I said a pottery wheel. Some people use a pottery wheel. Other people build things by hand. And so there's all kinds of different ways that you can make things out of clay. And why are we talking about pottery, potters, clay? Do you remember? That's right, there were some in the ancient times, and you heard something this morning. Do you know what? Remember what you heard this morning? In the very first lesson that Vicky read, it says, "Yet you, O God, are the potter, and we are the clay." So Isaiah, the person who wrote the book of Isaiah, talked about God being like a potter and that we are the clay. And what's a better way to experience what that image of God is like and to learn what that's all about than to see it? So I take a pottery class. Can you have a seat, Henry, so everybody around you can see? On the floor right there. There you go, bud. Actually, you're going to need to be all the way on the floor. Yeah. I do have to wash my hands when I'm done. And I know it's a good day if I have clay in my hair and my face all over, because that's been a good productive day. Yeah? So I have a question for you. Have you ever felt sad or lonely or discouraged? I'm hearing some no's, I'm hearing some yeses, and I'm seeing some heads nodding yes out there too. I think, Henry, you got to sit all the way down. There you go. Well, I'm going to tell you all kinds of things, and I'm going to show you some things. And then you could tell me after, okay? All right. That's a deal. So we all feel at times discouraged and sad and lonely. And when I feel like that, I want to remember that I'm not alone, that God loves me, that God is with me, and that God hasn't forgotten me. And the prophet Isaiah was kind of feeling all those things when he wrote part of the book of Isaiah. And he was feeling kind of like a lump of clay. He was feeling like, what is our purpose? Who are we? I'm discouraged. I'm sad. I'm lonely. God to be with me. And he was feeling all these things because they had to go. God's people had to go and live in a different land. And when they came back, everything that they had was destroyed. Their houses, the city, their church. And they were wondering, has God forgotten about us? Does God still love us? We know that God has been faithful to God's people. Is God faithful to us now? Isaiah said he wanted God to open up the heavens and come. But God was quiet. People couldn't hear God. They were wondering if they could see God. Now, as I've been talking, you've been seeing me do something with the clay. And that's called wedging. And when you wedge the clay, you're working out any air bubbles that might be in the clay. You're also trying to make the clay constant in texture so that you don't want surprises when you're throwing things on the wheel. You don't want lumps and bumps. You want it to be as smooth as possible. So that's wedging. And usually when I create pottery, I'm quiet. And I don't usually throw is what you call it when you make something on a wheel, in front of so many people. I was a little nervous this morning about doing that. But usually I'm quiet because for me, it's a lot like prayer. It's kind of a prayer with my hands. But it's not just my hands, because when I'm doing pottery, or when anyone does pottery, they have to be very aware of your body as well. You know, it's not just your hands, but are your feet flat on the floor? Are you feeling centered? And sometimes we don't feel centered. And it's always nice when you feel like that and you have a wise teacher who says, Beth, why don't you go make a snowman out of clay? Go shape a snowman. Because if you start feeling really frustrated, you can still create something fun and beautiful. It doesn't always have to be on the wheel. So it was in the midst of God's silence that Isaiah cried out and said his prayer. Oh God, you are the potter, and we are the clay. We are the work of your hands. One of the things that I like about making things out of pottery, out of clay, and really any kind of art, is that it's an expression of who I am. It's like when you make something, there's a little piece of you inside of it. And I love art, and I love art that's created by people that I know, because it's like they share themselves with you when they share their art. Michelangelo, you know, the famous artist, is quoted as once saying, I believe that in every stone there is a soul, and my job is to release it. So as artists, that's kind of what we do, kind of release that soul. So if God is the potter, if God's an artist, God looks at each one of us and says, I see something amazing in that person, heart and soul. And my job as God is to release it. The Bible tells us that in the beginning, there was a swirling mass of darkness and chaos. And that out of that darkness and chaos, God created. What was that? It's not, it's twirling around, spinning around. And what you're seeing, what you're hearing is, I put water in my hands and I'm forming the clay. Yeah, it's wet. So I'm trying to center it. And I think, see, this is why I always end up with it all over me. You know, life doesn't always feel perfectly symmetrical and centered. Sometimes it feels really wobbly and kind of chaotic. And God says, you know what? I'm with you in those times. I'm always with you. And sometimes you can feel lumpish, but I'm always with you. And I think that those times when we feel like maybe God is silent, like we don't feel or see or we can't fully experience that presence of God, those are creative times. That God is like a potter who is quietly, yet very prayerfully, very lovingly pouring over her clay. And that God centers us into something purposeful, to create something purposeful and beautiful. So after centering the clay, in order for God to do something creative and purposeful in our lives, we have to be open, right? So we have to open our clay too. And I open my ball, or not ball, but mass of clay by putting my thumbs through like that, pushing down. That creates a little indentation in the clay. But being open is not enough. To be able to make anything out of this clay, I have to open up the bottom of it as well so that I can reach my hand in it. And so we too need to be open. Open our hearts, open our lives so that God's hand can reach into our lives and shape us into something amazing too. So I'm going to go ahead and pull out the bottom. And the water helps make the clay smooth, so it just feels like butter running through my hands, except it doesn't melt. Because it's clay. It's not butter. Okay. So sometimes, like this clay, we need to be stretched a little bit and to be open to God's presence. And now I'm ready to slow my wheel down a little bit and pull up the sides. Because right now it's still kind of a little lump of clay. And when we gather together, in many ways, we gather together as a community of faith to also be stretched, to be open. Yeah, that's okay. I get it all over me, and I'm okay with that. It'll wash. It'll wash off. Thank you for your concern. But we gather as a community to be stretched, to open our hearts to God, open our hearts to each other, open our very lives so that God can shape us and mold us and form us into God's people, right? So to shape this cylinder, or to bring up the sides, slow it down a little bit more, I need to give pressure, just the right amount of pressure, to lift up the sides. Because if I put too much pressure on the inside, the walls will go bloop. If I put too much pressure on the outside, the walls will go bloop. And I don't want it to bloop. But if that happens, guess what I'm going to do? Exactly. I do have another ball of clay down here that I could do it again. And with this clay, I'd just scrape it off the wheel and take it back to the wedging board and rework it until it's the right texture and consistency to put it on the wheel again. And I've often found that clay is even easier to throw to make something out of when you've had to do that process again, because it's just really soft and it wants to be something, okay? So hopefully I won't collapse this, but if I do, you know that we can still make it good. So I'm pulling up the sides. You see the side kind of coming up? It is getting taller. Yeah. No, it's just a swirling. It looks like a candle. If you promise to sit right back down, why don't you stand up so you can take a peek and see? Okay. But don't touch, please. Okay, go ahead and sit back down after you've taken a peek. Okay? So I'm shaping the basic shape. No, this is a needle tool. Look what I did there. Made it so that it was a little bumpy, and I made it so that the rim was all, you know, the same height. So go ahead and sit down so people behind you can see you too. Thanks. So I like this shape, but I want it to look a little bit better. So I'm going to keep working on it. Make it a little taller. Oops. And then I can trim or kind of scratch some off the bottom. Okay. Maybe a little bit more. Okay, because this feels really good. And that's often the trick, is knowing when to stop. So, what does this kind of look like? Yeah, it looks kind of like a bowl. Do you know? I'm not making a bowl, though. Do you know what I'm making? Anyone want to take a guess?
A vase.
Let me show you something, and then. But you guys stay where you are. Anyone want to take a guess now what I'm making? Yeah, I'm making it. It's called a chalice, and we use these for what? For communion, exactly. So it's the top of the chalice. I made this past year, and it's blue for the season of Advent. This one I'm going to make purple for the season of Lent. And it's not done. It doesn't look like that at all, does it? No, I have to take it off the wheel, and to do that I use a wire tool. I'll go ahead and show you. And I go like this. Cut it off, and then I have a board in the back, and I'm not going to do it right now, but I would slide it off the board, off onto a board so it can dry a little bit. Then I have to turn it upside down, and I have to trim the bottom, and then I have to throw the base for the chalice, and then I get to put them all together with scoring each piece and putting what's called slip. And slip is just really wet clay, really watery clay, between and acts like glue. Then it has to be fired. And then I have to glaze it. The glaze is the paint on there that makes it blue and shiny. And then it has to be fired again. And then you can use that. But I like doing pottery and I love making things. And I am not a perfect potter. My pieces aren't always round. They sometimes are lumpy, sometimes bumpy. But they're always made with a lot of love. And I like giving them to people, especially to people that I care about, as a reminder that that I love them. And as I think about it, isn't that kind of how we all come to church? We're a little lumpy and bumpy and maybe a little off-centered, yet we have been created by God with great love. And we are a gift to each other. And all of our uniqueness and all of who we are, that is a gift from God. And life can sometimes be messy. Yep. And sometimes we can feel like God is silent. But I like to think about those times as God is silent like a potter who's busy, hard at work, maybe even closing her eyes so that she can feel her clay and know what that clay needs to be. God is like that potter, always shaping us, always loving us, always with us. I know I have it all over. Always with us, shaping us and forming us to be a blessing, that so that we can live our lives like we are a piece of art, that we are a creative expression of God. So that's pretty cool, huh? Yeah. So this is our prayer and our hope for the season of Advent, that in the times of darkness, in the times of loneliness, the times where we fear that God is silent, that we remember God's pouring over us with great love. God always breaks in to our lives. Not always how we expect, but always with great love. To shape us, to form us, to mold us into God's people. People of faith, people of hope, people of promise. So, thank you for coming up. For all this, we give thanks to God. Amen.